Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Drama. All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger, aka F the N Word. And tonight I'm joined not by my illustrious co-host, who actually had a death in the family, so she can't be with us. But we do wish her well and all our condolences. Tonight I've got a special guest host. I've got my homegirl Miss Blue Royale in the house. And so if you want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Also, we encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site to network with us. You can hit us up, smoothdrama.com. You can join the Yahoo group. You can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, tag my yearbook. On Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. Everywhere else, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I'll add you back. We can talk taste on everything. But I know, as I would always say, you ain't really trying to holler at me. Now I've got a special co-host. Special co-host. Say hey.
Hello, hello, hello.
Anyway, getting started. Oh, man, it's been a crazy week so far. You know, we got the NCAA tournament starting this week. You know, my basketball juices is flowing, but still some ignorance going on out there. You know, of course, we got to holler about it. Case in point, Mr. Michael Nunez, however the hell you say it, it don't matter. This dude, he attacked and beat up his girlfriend, but he claims it's because she hit him with a Justin Bieber Barbie doll and it injured his foot. And that's why he had to hurt her.
Dude is just crazy.
Yeah.
He's crazy. I was reading up on it and he had a violent past from before.
Of course. He's a cop.
You know, and it all started because it was an argument over dinner. I guess he wanted her to make their relationship legit on Facebook by saying, you know, she was in a relationship.
Mm.
And I guess she didn't want to do that, and that ticked him off. And so then he commenced to just beating her down, grabbing her hair and throwing her to the ground and slugging her in the side, in her side. Like, really?
She didn't want a Facebook validating. That's what it is.
I'm like, wow. And then
people take that validation very seriously. Obviously. Hold on. You defriended me on Facebook? I'm coming to see you, Blue. So, when I see you, better watch your back. Tell me.
You know? Oh, you're not my friend no more? Mm. All right. You know what time it is. I'll see you in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, seriously, people take Facebook too serious. And this whole relationship thing, you must say that you're in a relationship and
they take all that social networking stuff way too seriously.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about y'all that's listening. I'm talking about them other people.
I mean, he pulled her hair, threw her to the floor.
Yeah, cracked her.
Started giving her uppercuts to her side.
Yeah, that's what crazy people do. All because he won't validate him.
And needless to say, they they have him doing a desk job. He's still working, but he's, you know, doing desk duty, so he's not armed.
Right.
For great reason, you know, because ain't no telling, you know.
Well, I'm
going over the speed limit.
Well,
you know,
he's a woman beater, so he's not a real man anyway. And he should be in jail instead of, you know, this guy, you know, in Seattle who was caught trying to break into the jail. He said that he had climbed the fence and was found inside a secure area. And so while he was there, he trying to open up a locked door that he never made inside. So when the police found him, they arrested him and put him in jail. And I'm like, isn't that what he wanted?
You know what? Dude needs his head examined because I don't know anybody in their right mind with all their mental faculties that would try to break into the jailhouse. I'm sorry. There's just I can't even wrap my mind around that.
Nah, Blue. This ain't the first time this didn't happen. I
know it's not, but I'm just saying, like, for me.
Yeah, well, normal.
Let's just say I'm not going to be breaking in to jail.
Right.
You know,
normal,
I mean.
Normal people don't break into jail. Yeah, that's understood. It takes a special person to want to be locked up.
And look, they asked him if he knew where he was at, and he said, yeah.
Of course
I know
he
where I'm at.
Come on. You know he knew where
like,
the hell he was at.
Well, maybe that's what I'm saying. Look, somebody he couldn't be in his right mind. Something is wrong with him upstairs.
No, see,
be trying to break into jail, really?
Yeah, because you got to understand that people nowadays they want to go to jail. See, if they wanted to be bad, they would have said, "Nah, you can't even get in," and dropped him off like 20 miles away and say, walk and get where you got to be.
Let me tell you something. If I go to jail, it's because it's for a great damn cause.
Well,
you know, I done, you know, robbed a bank or did something crazy. I'm not going to break in just to say I'm coming in.
Well,
give me a cell. Maybe he didn't have nowhere to stay. What you think? Maybe he didn't have nowhere
well,
to stay.
Well, once again, I don't care what it is. If he's trying to break into the jail, I'm thinking you don't reward him. You do the opposite. Nah, your ass can't even get into this jail. I put him in the crazy folks home and just keep his ass drugged up. I'm not crazy. He's walking around with all the crazy mentally unhinged folks. That's where you put his ass. You want to go to jail? We're going to show you what jail really is. You're going to be with the crazy folks. Yeah. That way, he wouldn't have to worry about nothing.
I have a feeling that's where they had to have sent him, because all I like, you know.
Well, they locked him up in the jail. Now, funny thing is, you know, I was reading in Houston that there's some people who stole a beehive from in front of a restaurant with bees. And I'm sitting up there thinking, like, damn, they got to be gangster in Texas. They stealing beehives with bees in them.
Either they had to be professionals. They had to be professionals, because I don't see anybody, just a normal person, just going to steal no damn beehives. As a matter of fact, when I was reading it, the owner said that he put up surveillance cameras and watched them back the truck up straight to the beehive, stick the beehives in the truck, take off, and they did this all in under 2 minutes. So this wasn't the first time they did it, and they had to be professionals. But I'm going to tell you, I will run straight through a brick wall to get away from a bee. I left my 4-year-old daughter. I thought she was behind me. I was in L.A. when it was when I was pregnant with my son. back in 2000, and it was around the time where the African bees were in L.A. And I look up, and it wasn't a bird or a plane. It was some bees.
not
a whole lot of them.
Not the reported African killer bees that was going to wipe out all of North America.
Man, whatever it was, I wasn't finna stand around for it. I took off running, pregnant at all. I thought my daughter was behind me and had gotten the car. I look around, she's standing a half a mile away from me at the dumpster looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, because you left a four-year-old. But I ain't judging you.
Listen.
I ain't judging you.
Just know when you're around me and it's some bees, it's every man for themselves.
Hey, I'm getting the hell out your way. I mean, obviously, if you're running through brick walls and you leaving your four-year-old.
Look, I raised her that if I start running, you start running. You ask me what's going on later. Don't stand there and try to figure it out. I thought she was in the car. And as a matter of fact, I told her, come on. If I tell you come on and I'm running, you better start running.
Now, you do know that four-year-olds aren't that smart, right?
She started walking when she was 7 months and holding a whole conversation before she was two.
What that got to do with knowing to run because mommy is scared of killer bees? I'm just saying. I ain't judging you. I'm just saying.
Look. Well, she kindly paid me back when my cousin played a little joke on her. He scared the holy crap out of her. She's backing up, like literally walking backwards with a terrified look on her face. And we're like, what in the hell is wrong with her? And before we can even look left or right, she took off running, and it was him. It was him. I don't know what he did, but she took off running. We looked in the front yard, and she was standing in the middle of the street. We could have got chopped up.
So,
stabbed anything. So she got me. She paid me back. But needless right, to
so,
say.
So basically, you didn't follow the rules as a grown-up that you set for her at four. I'm just asking. Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't even look at it that way.
Yeah, we gonna move on because we gonna get caught up in you expecting something out of a 4-year-old that you could follow as a grown up. We ain't gonna go there. Like I said, I ain't.
You got me on that one.
Just saying. You know, it's I'm just silently protesting against your logic.
Yeah, but needless to say, I don't know who in the hell will go around here stealing no beehives. That's just crazy.
What's
but
we not
worth $100,000 worth of bees, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Try selling them bees on the street.
They say secondhand beehives go for $300.
Okay. All right. Well, it's not in my neighborhood. I protest against that.
You don't get beat down trying to sell me some daggone bees.
Right. Anyway. All right.
We
moving on from that. We talking about, because I'm protesting against that. And I read that in Peru, they were mad about safety conditions in the country for bicyclists. So about 300 of them decided they was going to make a statement. They was going to protest butt naked on their bikes riding through Lima butt naked.
Yeah, I saw that. Because they said this is our body and, you know, you have to respect the bicyclist, but... You know, I don't know what the streets look like in Peru, but I know what they look like out here. And sometimes when you're driving, there's no bike lane. And you're on a two-way road where you can't pass. I mean, like, really, you expect for me to die, jump in front of a car, roll up, you know, in a ditch because you're riding somewhere where it's unsafe, and I need to respect your human life, but what about mine and my kids that are in the car? I mean,
yeah, I think it might be a little different in Peru. Just a little bit different. They don't like have like stop signs and stuff like we do. You know, when you go in other countries, I respect them madly because we are really civilized here as far as organized with lights and stop signs and stuff. Because other countries, a lot of times they don't have that. I remember being in another country, and I'm like, hell no, I would never drive over here. Because I would kill somebody or be killed by somebody. So, I mean, I understand what they're saying. I don't know what they're going to do, because obviously it probably caused a few more accidents riding down the street naked. Balls just hanging out, dangling.
You know.
He might.
It would cause an accident.
Exactly, causing distraction.
I wonder what would happen if they tried to do that out here. That would be nuts.
Well, I was actually at the GoTopless.org event, Go Topless Day, in Venice Beach earlier this summer, where the women was protesting the fact that they can't be topless on the beach like men. And so they're out there topless, and they put the nipples out there. They put the nipples on top of their nipples, so technically their nipples are covered. It was one of the craziest festivals that I've ever been to. You should go.
The reason why they can't do that is because people actually take their families to Venice Beach.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to... Well, I will argue with you. What's wrong with women not wearing shirts?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with us not wearing a shirt. You know what I'm saying? But those to the ones that don't want their children, you know, to see those type of things and, you know...
It's titties!
Yeah, but come on.
Hey, you got no problem with your kids watching National Geographic and the native people are naked titties hanging out. It's no big deal.
Yeah, but we're not natives.
Oh, why not? What's the difference between them and us? I'm just saying.
Know. I mean...
Right.
Look, if I could walk around with no shirt on, with these big old bitties just hanging, I would, because it's just comfortable, daggone it.
Right, exactly.
You know,
that's
but
the argument.
If I did that, do you know how much damage I would cause? You know how many accidents would be on the street? People would have heart palpitations and all kinds of things. Just imagine, I'm not the only one that, you know,
hey,
has been blessed like this. So just
look here.
Come on.
Hey, we talking about people have to adjust. And on that note, we gonna go on a break here. And appropriately, we gonna run my people's Radio Galaxy. This is Field Trip.
I'm not afraid to lately on what you want to say. And all that ever comes to mind, the fact that I feel some kind of way. When a decision fails, and anticipation rules the day. Control freakism fails, gotta give yourself permission to take failed trips.
Your host Dick Hugger, aka F the N Word. I'm joined by my fabulous guest co-host, Miss Blue Royale, and that was Radio Galaxy Field Trip. See, all you gotta do, Blue, is take a field trip, free your mind, and your biddies will follow. That's all you gotta do. And speaking of freeing your mind, we talk about the government pimp game. I mean, these dudes is some cold-blooded pimps dragging their dick on the ground. Cold-blooded pimps. Illinois, they're considering a ban for teens, anyone under the age of 18 in Illinois, because I guess they're saying that the indoor sunbathing is bad for you. So all people under 18, you can't do it. But you get over 18, go and get all the free cancer you can get.
Exactly.
But that's not the whole story, though. That's not the whole story. Last year, half the state of Illinois passed a 10% tax on all tanning services and salon owners. So, in effect, they not only passed a 10% tax on it, but they also going to pass a law that takes away half their customers. Mm-hmm. Now, how gangster is that?
Gangster, legalized crooks.
I'm like, wow. I mean, because I guess they don't want them getting cancer before they're 18, but after you're 18, you can get all the cancer you want. You're going to tax it and then take away the whatchamacallit, the revenue. So you basically going to kill the business. Well, not kill them, but, drag them out a little bit. I'm a guest, Blue. The conversation go like this. Hey, you know what? We going to pass this law unless we get some free shit.
You know what?
I mean, you think about it. as a tanner salon, you kind of gotta up some cash. Y'all gotta come together and up some cash to pimp daddy, or he gonna put his foot to you.
I mean, is this really gonna fly though? Is this permanent?
Well, the tax is already permanent because it was
the tax is
permanent.
If
the House of Representatives brings it to the floor and they all vote for it, bam, that's what it is.
I mean, this is not like going. I mean, they might. Okay, if that's the case, then they need to do that for tattoos then, you know, because still with the permission of a parent, you know, a teen can go in and get a tattoo. So even though either way, whatever damage is done is it's permanent, you know, you got something that's going to be on your body for the rest of your life. And then with the tattoo, and then if you contract cancer, yeah, it can be cured. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I just have mixed feelings about that. I feel like, the tanning salon should get together and kind of protest that, start a petition on it for taking away, you know, you're going to raise taxes and then you're going to take away my business. What kind of mess is that?
That's called I'm freezing you and you're going to have to cut me a check. It's really that simple. Or give me, or like Newt Gingrich would probably ask, you know, I need some free ass bleaching.
I mean.
So. Just saying.
That's called bend over and let me stick this cactus penis up your rear end. That's what that's called.
Pretty much, because unless the tanning community can come together and vote these politicians out, they're going to get squeezed. That's going to be what it is, because they got the data behind them. Oh, well, 40% of the people who do tanning, some sort of tanning or indoor tanning, they contract cancer. So.
But all they're going to do is do more outside, you know what I'm saying, outdoor sunbathing, which is, I don't know, which is worse. You got natural sun and then you got the machine, so it's like, but you can still, get cancer from sunbathing, period, no matter how you do it.
Well,
so that's just dumb.
Well, see, but here's my point. At least, and there's some logic to it, if I'm going to get cancer, I'm going to get it for free. I'm not going to pay for it. I'm just like, hey, take my money and give me cancer. No, why don't I just get cancer for free? I'm just saying.
I mean, if they're trying to do it for a health reason and they're trying to do it legitly for a health reason, then what about banning sunbathing altogether? Because either way, it's going to cause a health risk.
So,
because it's all about dollars and no sense to me.
So you're saying that you would ban people going to the beach?
Not ban. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, like.
you gonna tell everybody in California?
I mean, like, really? Because either way you look at it, it's stupid to me. I don't see any logic in it. Just. Another reason to just have something to say and do just because they can. Because either way you look at it, you can get cancer from using that tanning machine, tanning bed, and you can get it from sunbathing outside. Why are you going to, I don't know. Like I said, all dollars and no sense.
It's an easy way to get it. I mean, well, because that's the law. I mean, you know, that's the law that's coming up, and maybe it'll pass. Maybe it won't. If it doesn't pass, then we know they offered some free sunbathing. If it does pass, the hoes didn't ante up enough money for the pimp. That simple. And speaking of hoes and pimps, in Texas, they have proposed a law that will require voters to have a photo ID. And I guess the Justice Department declared this Monday that this is a bad thing, and it's gonna disenfranchise a whole bunch of registered Hispanics and quote unquote other so-called minorities, poor people and students. And I get stuck on, I thought everybody had to have a photo ID to vote. I guess not in Texas.
Yeah, that's the first that I heard that you didn't have to have a valid ID to vote. But this is not of any surprise to us because it's election time. You know, a year or two before it's time to, you know, they do all the debating and all of that stuff, they start coming out the woodworks with all this ignorant mumbo jumbo. I mean, like, if this was an issue, it should have been an issue. What about all the elections before now? We know what this is all about.
Yeah.
And it's about President Obama. Let's do whatever we can, you know, to cut back on votes. It happens every time around election time.
Yeah, but I mean,
keep or get whoever they want, you know, get whoever they want out and get whoever they want in.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, okay, so you still don't have to have IDs in Texas? I mean, we're in California, and I know every time I've had to vote, they ask for your ID to verify who the hell you are.
They're going by some law from 1965.
The no ID law?
Yeah, you know, I've never heard. I mean, it's stupid. They're just trying to do whatever they can to take away some of these votes.
Yeah, okay, I mean, but still, it's just, I'm like, I don't see the problem with having to have an ID.
That's because, you know, in California,
you gotta
have an ID.
I mean, but that's just common sense. I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but that's common sense to verify who the hell you are. If that's the case, I can vote like 35 times in a day for anybody. I just keep going.
Or, I mean, send your 5-year-old up there to vote. I mean, like, I don't know.
Right. I mean, but you just keep registering as different people and
different
you
names.
Just, right.
Any
and you
name
just
down.
Go vote because ain't no goddamn ID needed. Just, yeah, my name is Gregory Peck.
Donald Duck, Cookie Monster, everybody
right.
Is voting.
Backwards ass people in Texas. Anyway, speaking of crazy law, I guess in Ohio State Senator Nina Turner, no relation to Tina, she introduced the Viagra bill to counter the anti-contraception legislation. As I guess the Republicans, they don't believe in contraception, so she's like, well, okay. Well, if there can be no contraception, then you have to not get Viagra, which, of course, would turn America upside down.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah, because they say that you have to have a medical, her bill states that you have to receive psychological counseling, and you have to have a medical reason for taking Viagra, not just the, hey, I want to beat the ass up tonight. I mean, if we gonna be honest, that's the majority of the people who use Viagra. We can say, yeah, Viagra is a whole bunch of 62-year-old men that's like, they trying to make love to their wife.
No! You know what? A lot of men that are like in their 30s are taking Viagra.
Right!
You know, it's like...
Right, you know what that
is. Stamina, libido, it's like, you know...
Yeah, they trying to be Superman. They trying to thug it out. I ain't mad at them. I'm just saying that, you know, some of these dudes might, in Ohio, might want to holler at their Republican home, they Republican senators and congressmen, like, hey, stop that shit, because she messing with the Viagra. You know, I mean, if Viagra,
I don't think that that's fair. When coming from a woman, I've never had to take any kind of damn psychological examination, get a damn brain scan, and nothing else to get no damn birth control pills. I went to the doctor. Look, I need some birth control.
Well, see, that's the thing. The pill is anti-birth control. So they don't want you on that. So she's saying, well, if women can't get birth control, men can't get Viagra. Stay tuned. Coming to a theater near you, riots all over America over Viagra.
That's going to be...
Yeah, and speaking of riots, you know, this year has been a hard year for little people. You know, talking about over in Florida, how they was having the contest, who can throw little people the furthest. And now I'm finding out that little people are now parts of bullfighting. And I guess it's supposed to be cool. No, olay. 3 foot, 3 foot.
Oh, I was reading that they're, you know, at first I thought they were like grown size bulls. I'm like, what in the hell? This can't be possible. So I read about it, and they're baby bulls.
Yeah, but they still have horns.
Yeah, you know, and it's
like, you're still 3 foot 3. Proportionate.
I mean, you already little.
Right.
And your lifespan is not that long, you know. There are some dwarfs that live a long time, longer than, you know, usual. But, I mean, I'm not going to take that risk and stand my behind in front of a damn bull. I'm not even a damn dwarf. And if I was, I'm damn sure not going to be out there with a red flag with some tight-ass pants on.
Olay!
Risking my damn life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the grown folks either. I'm like, hey, you know what? He got horns. I ain't Superman. You know, the horn is going to pierce through my stuff. And then it don't even matter whether I have Viagra or not. It ain't. You know, I don't get it. But
oh,
hey.
Oh, man.
Now, of course, there's a lot of little people who are upset that people would think that that's funny. But, I mean, I can't say it's funny either way, because I think all of them crazy. If you short
really?
Or tall, if you want to fight the bull, or the crazy-ass people who want to run with the bull.
Exactly.
More power.
I'm going to laugh at you and call you crazy as all hell. I don't give a damn how, if you're 7 feet tall standing up there or you're 2 foot 2, I'm going to laugh at you because you're stupid as hell.
Right. And speaking of stupid as hell, you know, we was on contraception. Now I'm hearing that there's a protest, and, I mean, I feel you ladies. But I don't feel you. There's a group that supports the healthcare coverage of contraception. And so, and you know, that's been big in the news lately. So there's a women's group that's calling for women to withhold sex from their partners between April 28th and May 5th. I don't think that shit's cool.
What you gonna have? What kind of mayhem you think is gonna happen?
Oh, it's gonna be murder in the streets. You talking about? I mean, I don't anticipate that it's gonna be a big deal, because I think most people have common sense to be like, I have to give Henry some, or Henry gonna go crazy.
And not only that, a lot of times women are more hornier than men are. So you really think? That, I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
If there's another alternative and refraining from sex from year and a half is not the answer.
No, it is not. So, ladies, if you're listening, that is not the answer.
Oh, I can't even see that happening at all.
Yeah, but if by some bizarro instance that it does happen, hey, don't go outside.
You crime rates.
Yeah. If there's a protest in your city, go on vacation. Because it's going to be ugly.
She's trying to get this done all over the world. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. It's going to be
World War
III.
World War III.
Men going to be taking it.
Taking it? I'm talking about dudes just going crazy. It's like that's the medicine. So
no, they're going to be taking it and they're going crazy. I wish. Do you know? Get out of here.
Anyway, we gonna go on another break, and we got Cool Down Blue about to pull her gat out. we gonna take a break here. This is LL Cool J. Pink cookies in a plastic bag.
The act of making love I take 30 electric chairs and put them in a classroom. 30 MCs and set them free from dead doing. Just like a tomahawk cuts through the wind, when we begin, the wheel of fortune kicks in. The rhythm like elastic holds in your whole body like plastic. So I try to deny what you already know you love off the bus. Causing mania hysteria in the streets while your lovers get merry up in the sheets. I met this lady named Sweet Young Thing and she gave me that feeling that sunshine bringing. Nah, I'm like your uncle, baby. Your style of your beautiful face drives me crazy. What can we do? You're so heavy, I'm deep. She said you tried to play me like Big Daddy. I said, I know you tried. I called and requested for you to be manifested. She said, you know the same gang, I'm a flame of unit too. I said, you only use the certain things I want to do. You rub you down with warm ice tea, make you feel brand new, being instantly. Move you down and check this production. Give me the lips, they look good for suction. Well, I know you've been having all your wealth show and tell. I said, yo,
a plastic bag, getting crushed by buildings.
Together you got to smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my fabulous co-host, special co-host tonight, Miss Blue Royale. That was LL Cool J, Pink Cookies in a Plastic Bag, Being Crushed by a Building. The act of making love is, by the way. I don't know what the hell that means, but that shit sounds smooth as hell. You just say it like, hey, baby, you know, the act of making love is pink cookies in a plastic bag being crushed by a building. What's up?
Look, I'm sitting here imagining some animal cookies. Animal cookies. In a sandwich bag.
Yeah, that is the antithesis. So sexy. It's like, hey. Hey, baby, I got these animal crackers. What?
Whatever works. Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on the animal crackers. Now, what we also should be passing on is Sarah Palin. You know, she can't disappear quick enough. I guess she's never gonna disappear because folks actually listen to what she has to say. Like, she came out this past week and was like, yeah, President Obama wants to take America back to the days before the Civil War. And I'm
the
like,
days back in slavery.
Yeah.
Why does she even talk? I mean,
I don't know. If somebody ain't gave her the right oyster yet. Somebody need to feed her a bad oyster to take her breath away. You know, it's like, hold on. What black man in the world wants to go back to the days of slavery? Like, oh yeah, that's the lick right there.
Oh.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just and this is the future of politics, I think. I think they do this on purpose so that dumb will be the new smart. It's my theory. Just think about this for a second. Sarah Palin will come out and say, hey, a black man wants to go back to the days of slavery. And a whole bunch of people be like, yeah, that's right. Because that was good for them.
Do you know Sarah Palin is white, because I don't know what. But if she had said that in front of me, I think I'd have to haul off and slap the black off of her, and she ain't even black. Like, really?
Well, you mean slap the black out of her, because, you know, Glenn Rice said hit that.
You are stupid.
Oh, anyway. I mean, in another case in point, Rick Santorum, Republican presidential candidate, Rick Santorum, he comes out and was like, yeah, we're against contraception because they start passing out this contraception and more people will get pregnant. See? You see what I'm talking about? The bizarro anti-smart shit that they saying, and folks will agree with him, like, yeah
because his theory,
they gonna get pregnant.
Let me tell you where his theory is. His theory is, if no one gets birth control, then everybody's gonna be scared to have sex, and so they're not gonna have sex because there's gonna be no birth control.
Really?
You heard a story or two from one of your homeboys that they didn't have a condom and they used, what was it, saran wrap, anything. That's not going to stop people from having sex.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that used Saran Wrap.
Well, I know a few people who have, not me personally, but, you know, I know a few have got, you had some desperate situations, and that's what they had, you know, popping off. But I said that to say, like, people are going to find whatever they can to do what they got to do. But they just going to do it. They going to not use contraceptives or not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's not stopping anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, the fact that you would argue, hey, you know what? If we give them contraception, more people going to get pregnant. I'm just saying that intelligence is on call when that's your argument.
Well, let me just say this. When the price of Saran Wrap goes up, then you know, they done passed a law to stop giving out contraceptives. No more birth control, no condoms, no nothing. That's not gonna happen.
I'm not anticipating the Saran Wrap scenario anytime soon. No time am I to, they're like, hey, dog, I got Saran Wrap, what's up? Like, yeah, okay. I mean, it's just, we go.
That's about as dumb as what he just said, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, but see, that's the thing. These politicians, they exude dumb. It like come out of them like throw up. You can't stop it. You can only hope to try to contain it. You know, I mean, on a serious note though, George Zimmerman, for those of you who don't know, even though we've talked about it ad nauseum, and I know it ain't been in the news like it should, but this George Zimmerman, who was the neighborhood watch captain who shot Trayvon Martin, who hasn't been arrested, has a history of violence where he even attacked a police officer back in 2005, yet he's still not been arrested. The police have said nothing to the family still. I mean, we're going to keep talking about the shit. I don't know why they think that we're not going to talk about it, but we're going to keep talking about it. And I'm not understanding. I mean, so all I have to do is say I'm neighborhood watching, then I can kill anybody in my neighborhood? That was
no, your neighborhood watch, and you did it in self-defense. But we all know that wouldn't happen like that, because if that was a minority,
I don't know what in my. I'm not a minority. I look at it like I'm gonna speculate that my penis is bigger than yours, so you're the minority. Oh, anyway, carry on. I just want to say that.
I'm just saying. You know, I mean, there's no way in hell that if you or I did something like that we wouldn't be locked up.
Right.
And then it'd be all over the news about our violent past. You know
what
I mean? Oh, she attacked a police officer
seven years
ago.
Yeah, she threw a Justin Bieber doll at him and broke his toe and then tried to choke him out with some Saran Wrap. Yeah.
I mean, it would have been all over the news, and dude is just walking around. But I'll tell you this much, and we all know that if they don't arrest him, somebody's going to get him in the street.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
somebody's going to get him in the street, because that was senseless. The little boy had a few dollars in his pocket, a bag of Skittles, and a canned iced tea.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Self-defense, and they won't release the 911 tape.
Oh, what? Look. It's really obvious what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's real obvious what it is. Aside from the racial component, The ignorant component and the fact that it's in fucking Florida. I hate Florida. If people don't know why I keep talking about, this is why I talk about Florida. Because that type of shit happened in Florida. Ain't no way in hell that he, well, I guess because Oscar Grant got killed out here in the Bay Area. And took a while for the guy to go to jail, and he's out of jail now. So I guess I can't say that either. But the point would be, we have a guy who has not even been arrested yet.
Not even arrested. Over 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks not being arrested. I mean, it's you get arrested on Law and Order the show faster than he.
Yeah, really. Really.
Wouldn't Olivia or Benson came and got him now? Right now?
Yeah. Just driving down the street on a bench warrant, you get picked up right away, and this dude took a child's life.
Right.
Unarmed, a bag of Skittles, a few dollars, and some iced tea, and he's still walking around here like what?
Right. Yeah. And you think about it. There's a guy, we were talking about him earlier, in Seattle, who tried to break into the jail, and he got arrested. This guy...
Yeah.
Killed somebody. He's begging to go to jail too.
Yeah.
I think, me personally, when you take someone's life, you're dying to go to jail. You're begging for it. It's just that's what it says to me. I don't know about anybody else out there, but anytime you take a life, you violate somebody, and you take from a family, I think that you deserve to have your rights violated. And
well, you know what? Either way it goes, he's going to get his, you know?
Yeah.
He better quickly talk to God about it.
Yeah, I hope he gets the Jeffrey Dahmer treatment. Break him off with a broomstick. I'm not condoning violence. I'm just saying that if there was someone who deserved to get punched in the face and hit upside the back of his head and to have his pants mysteriously fall down and a long train of men came to his cell to say hello, it would be George Zimmerman. You deserve a train, George. I hope that train comes to get you, and it's a locomotive. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank you, Ms. Blue Royale, for coming on and guest hosting with me. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Send a special shout out to my co-host, Miss 100% Get Better, and our sincerest condolences once again. And so for Miss Blue Royale and for Miss 100% who's not here, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word. This is Smooth Drama. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.